Chapter 2, The Blue Diamond. When Sherlock Holmes saw the diamond in the doorman's hand, he sat up.
"Well, well, Peterson,"
he said.
"What a wonderful thing to find in a goose. Do you know what you have in your hand?"
"I think it's a diamond, Mr. Holmes."
"Is it expensive?"
"Yes, it is,"
said Holmes.
"This is the Countess of Morcar's blue diamond. It disappeared a week ago."
"How do you know that?" I said.
"Watson, you must read the newspapers more often. There's an advertisement in the Times today about it. Here, look."
Holmes gave the advertisement to me. Then Holmes spoke to the doorman.
"It's a very expensive jewel, Peterson. The Countess paid about £20,000 for it. Last week, someone took it from her rooms in the Cosmopolitan Hotel. Now, the Countess wants to get her diamond back. She says that she's going to give £1,000 to the person who finds it."
£1,000!
Cried Peterson excitedly. Then, without saying more, he sat down in the chair between us. First, he looked at Holmes, and then he looked at me. "The diamond disappeared 5 days ago, I think," I said.
"Yes,"
answered Holmes.
"They say a young man, John Horner, took it. Here's a newspaper report about the case."
Holmes gave an old newspaper to me, and I read the report. "A diamond disappears from the Cosmopolitan Hotel. The Countess of Morcar's blue diamond disappeared from her room at the Cosmopolitan Hotel on the 22nd of this month. The police think John Horner, 26 years old, took the diamond from a jewel box when he went to repair the window in the room. James Ryder, the assistant manager of the hotel, told the court, 'I took Horner to the Countess's room, but then I went away for some time. When I came back, Horner wasn't there, and I found the open box without the jewel in it, on the table next to the bed.' Catherine Cusack, the Countess's maid, spoke next. 'I heard Mr. Ryder call and I ran to the Countess's room. There I found Ryder with the jewel box in front of him.' The police found Horner at his home later that day, but they couldn't find the diamond. Later, Detective Bradstreet spoke to the court. When I said, 'You're a diamond thief,' Horner hit me. Soon after that, Horner told the court angrily, 'I didn't take the Countess's diamond. I'm not a thief.' Bradstreet then told the court, 'Horner went to prison once before for being a thief. I say he took the diamond.' The case goes to the High Court next week."
"Well, that's the newspaper report about the diamond,"
said Holmes.
"Now, we need to find out how the jewel left the Countess of Morcar's room in the Cosmopolitan Hotel and arrived in Tottenham Court Road in a goose. You see, Watson, there is a crime in this case. Here's the diamond. The diamond came from the goose and the goose came from Mr. Henry Baker, the man with the old hat. I know you weren't very interested when I told you all about Mr. Baker, but now we must find him. Where and how does he come into the case of the Blue Diamond? The answer to these two questions is very important.
But how can we find him? Or asked.
Through a newspaper advertisement.
Answered Holmes. He took a pen and began to write.
Did you leave a goose and a black hat some days ago in Tottenham Court Road? Are you called Henry Baker? Please come to 221B Baker Street this evening at 6:30 to get your things. There. That says it all, I think.
Said Holmes. Yes, but is he going to read it? Or asked.
Yes, Watson, I think he is. He's a poor man, remember? At the time, he was scared because of his accident with the shop window. But now, I believe he feels very sorry about running away and thinks, why did I leave that bird in the street? Maybe he looked for a newspaper advertisement about it yesterday. I think he's going to look again today, too. What's more, we've got his name in the advertisement. His friends are going to see it, and they will tell him about it.
Yes, or see. Or said. Holmes gave some money to the doorman and said,
Peterson, please go down to the newspaper offices and put this advertisement in all the evening newspapers.
Very good, sir. And do you want to keep the diamond here, sir?
Yes, Peterson. And I say, Peterson, after you leave the newspaper offices, can you buy a goose for me? I want a new bird for Mr. Henry Baker when he comes. Your family is eating the old one for dinner today, so he can't have that.
The doorman went out of the door and down the street.